107.7 Today FM. Today is a very special day. It's the and look who's here. It's Santa Claus. He is here for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund Radiothon. Santa, thank you so much for taking the time.
I had to come when I see what CJCS and the Kiwanis are doing. This has to be a yearly visit, but I have to tell you that the years are going back way too quickly for old Santa.
Oh, I know.
Okay, I have to ask you, have you been a good girl, Kate?
Absolutely, I have. I mean, you would know.
Well, but you can't be having any fun then.
You can have fun while being good at the same
okay.
time.
Okay, well then I'll have to visit you on Christmas Eve.
Absolutely you will, and you'll also be visiting Stratford and the entire world on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I know. Are you going to put some cookies out for Santa?
Absolutely I am. What is your favorite kind of cookie, Santa?
Oh, I like chocolate chip.
You like chocolate chip?
Oh, yeah, and don't forget something for Rudolph.
My sisters and I, we always leave out some celery, some carrots for Rudolph.
Rudolph appreciates that.
Every year.
Yes.
So what else is on your agenda for today, Santa?
Well, you know, it's been very, very busy and getting all the presents in order for the kids. And
what are the top gifts for 2023?
It all depends on the kids' age.
Of course.
So I have to tell, I think for the boys, for the older boys, it's probably Pokemon. I'm surprised. Pokemon cards.
Pokemon is really popular.
A lot of boys are asking for Pokemon cards. And I said, well, why? Oh, we trade them and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And maybe the Barbie doll. I think the movie had something to do with that.
The movie was so good. Did you see the movie, Santa?
No, I didn't. Mrs. Claus doesn't let me go to see any movies like that.
She doesn't let you see movies like that.
No, she keeps me right at home.
She wasn't a fan of Barbie. Did Mrs. Claus see it?
Well, I don't know, but probably. Both boys and girls.
Wonderful.
The top present is probably anything Lego.
Oh, yeah.
I did some playing with the elves this past summer, and I was amazed at how interesting those kits are. But
the
you know
Legos.
What really gets you upset?
What?
When you lose one of those itty-bitty pieces, and then you go looking, and you step on it.
And you step on it. That is the worst feeling.
And then what do you do?
You cry.
Or you cry. A lot of the kids also were asking for slime. Do you know anything
slime.
About slime?
Yeah. So I think it has something to do with slime being tremendously popular on the internet. Slime videos and stuff. So it has a lot to do with the ASMR community. Have you ever heard of ASMR, Santa?
Again, Santa doesn't get into that very much. He's
right.
Too old for that stuff. But I said, why do you like slime? Oh, we like to touch it.
Yes,
it feels
good. Yeah, people like the feeling of it, and they like the satisfying like sounds and the way it looks. So yeah, that's definitely.
Someone said it makes a big plop.
Yeah. Yes, slime makes a big plop, and I mean it also makes a big mess if you get it on the carpet.
Is it not messy?
If you get it on the carpet, yeah, it gets pretty messy. But you know what? There's so many life hacks out there that can get slime out of your carpet.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. You can look them up online, and there are so many parents who have figured out the best tricks on how to get slime out of your carpet because the kids just love the slime.
Well, maybe when I give slime to any of the kids, I should leave a how-to instruction kit.
Leave a booklet behind.
That's right.
How to remove slime from your carpet. That is amazing. So we know what the top toys are for this year. And Santa, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, I'd like to go someplace sunny after Christmas and just lay in the sun.
Absolutely. Is that what you do when Christmas is?
Yes, we take off and I shave my beard for until next year.
No.
Well, not all of it.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, it takes you a year, just a year to grow this long beard?
Well, I just remembered this is the strangest present I've ever been asked. And this, I was at the 2 weeks ago at Market Square, and Santa, what an afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
There was, from four straight hours, there was big lineups
Oh, yes.
of kids. Well, a brother and sister came up with their mother. Do you know what they wanted for Christmas? A baby.
A baby?
A baby. They want, and the mother got news to her, and they were insistent that Santa bring them a baby. I finally had to say, it's not my department.
Yeah. I'm a miracle worker, but not in that way.
But before I go, could I tell you a story?
Of course you can, Santa.
Well, this happened on the Saturday afternoon, and it's a very... it gave Santa the shivers. I had a lady come up, a senior lady. Well, we don't guess ages. But
no, of course.
Grandmotherish. How's that?
Okay, grandmother lady.
A grandmother lady and had a baby. So she, you know, parents these days, they always want their kids, their babies, to be have a first year picture with Santa.
Of course.
And to show it off to all the relatives. So she came up and said, could I get a picture? So I held the baby. It was a gorgeous baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it was a boy or a girl. She didn't tell me. So she took all kinds of pictures. And then afterwards she said, you know, I'm a foster mother. I said, really? She said, this is my 7th baby I've had. And tomorrow, this baby is going to adoptive parents.
Oh.
And I wanted to have pictures to give to the new mom and dad.
That is so wonderful.
Isn't that nice?
That is so wonderful.
Yeah,
I love
story.
That. That is a fantastic story. Thank you for sharing that,
well,
Santa.
Santa's got to go. He's got places to be.
Of course. You're so busy. Thank you so much, Santa, for making the time to come spend with us here at the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund.
Bye-bye, Kate.
Thanks so much, Santa.